Blog Talk Radio.
Stop this movement, 'cause
on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Defend, defend, defend. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have with, yeah. And I don't care if they say I'm not.
There were times where I would not be able to speak freely around the world. We're celebrating freedom today. Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream that we would all be created equal, not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. So we're celebrating today, fulfilling the dream. President Barack Obama, the first, not just minority, but African-American president ever, yes, his second term today in Washington, D.C., will be doing an awesome, awesome ceremony. Y'all know every year, every 4 years, we vote for a brand new president, the inauguration ceremony. He was officially sworn in the night before. It was a small little private ceremony to get it officially done, but it's basically like a wedding. Like, you have to go and get your license before you can actually perform the ceremony. So it's the same thing with the presidential inaugural ceremony. So he's been officially sworn in already. He got his papers. But now we got to have the ceremony. There's a parade. There's something great, and I am honored to live now in a day and age. I know my grandparents, great-grandparents, people that have gone before me have lost their lives, lost, literally died, fighting for this day, and I am honored. So we are celebrating, fulfilling the dream right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Those of you who have tuned in, you can dial 714-816-4743. So we play Pierre Sheeran featuring my favorite artist, Molly Music, Since I Found Christ. What do y'all think about that? A little ways back, but it's still a good one. New music right here on Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity, the best in inspirational music, inspirational news, and events. Right after that, Sam Collier, Give It All, a great, great asset to the King legacy, working right now with Bernice King, the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and one of my college professors, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Dr. Ferris Watkins. Had an awesome time working with her in college, and Sam Collier is working with them too. So shout out to those of you who are in Atlanta celebrating today. Sam Collier, Give It All, right here on Ms. J in the Morning. So I'm going to take you back a few years. Get y'all pumped up as the artists they are. It's okay. We'll be right back on Ms. J in the Morning.
New JR! It's okay. It's all right. That is, if you in Christ Jesus, baby. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Say
y'all,
talk to him, man.
Hey, you were pushing that Cadillac, sitting on 24. You always did it big, from the girls to your clothes. Homie, you had it all, money, power, and fame. Your life is so complete, you wouldn't change a thing. But on one rainy night, yes, sir, this all would change. Lost control of the wheel, flipping madly insane. You'll never walk again, but yet you're still alive. So now you're asking that why with those tears in your eyes. You thought all hope was gone, but mama prayed you through. About the Son of God and how he died for you. You'll never be the same, God, you came to believe. And that Jesus said, now your life is complete. So now you put to death about the goodness of God and how he uses our trials just to open our eyes. So when somebody asks, how you doing today? Look him dead in the eyes and say,
I'm okay.
Daddy's girl, always looking for love. You had a 9-to-5, but that wasn't enough. Cause there was no one home with you in between the sheets. If you could find a good man, your life would be complete. But in a few short weeks, yes, ma'am, your life would change. You so-called falling in love with the man of your dreams. But things don't go as planned, you know he's telling lies. Cause when he's not with you, he's at home with his wife. So now your heart is broke, but daddy prays you too. Spoke about the love of God and how he cares for you. You'd never be the same since you came to believe and started trusting God for everything you need. So now you're good to tell about the goodness of God and how he uses our trials just to open our eyes. So when somebody asks how you doing today, look him dead in the eyes and say,
I'm okay.
It only takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. Why not develop a habit of positivity? And I'm going to help you do that. OD on positivity right here on Ms. J in the morning. Once again, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Y'all got to make sure to repeat that to yourself every day. It takes 21 consecutive days. That means you can't take a break. So make sure you OD on positivity every day. Right here with your girl, Ms. J, Monday through Friday. We are live on blogtalkradio.com and also featured on iartistradio.com. So shout out to DJ Abnormal, my East Coast family out there listening. Thank you for the love. 5 days a week on iArtistRadio.com. Make sure you download the iTunes app. You can listen to the best in R&B, the best in hip-hop, soul and neo, soul morning inspiration, and of course your girl Ms. J. As much as you like, log on to the website and support us. Let us know what you think. Holla at your girl Ms. J. We got the area code check-in coming up right after this quick commercial break.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Ryan Show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Ms. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.lizjproductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Manage, making it happen.
Making it happen right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for the Ms. J area code check-in. It's time for you to rep your city. Those of you who are on your computer, you can get in on this. Get in where you fit in by dialing 714-816-4743. Ms. J, giveaways are coming soon. How do you qualify to win? I'm only choosing the winner from the area code who represents the most. So get everybody in your city to call in so you can qualify to win the best in some. We got some movie tickets. We got some free meals at your favorite restaurants. We got some goodie bags. We got some good stuff out here to give away to y'all. So shout out to all my sponsors. Those of you who are business owners, I have a product that you would love to share with our listeners. Make sure you email me, info@msjproductions.com. Any information, questions you have there. You can also call our office, area code 209-286-MSJ. Jay. Again, 209-286-6495. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on. But right now, again, it's time for the Ms. J area code check-in, y'all. Here we go. 209-517-0418-323-213-917-313-864-602-424-702-757. We did it. Yes, Ms. Day in the Morning, 408, I forgot about you either, y'all. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I don't care how you're listening. Shout out to the Macs and the PCs. I don't care how you tuned in on your phone. No matter what phone you got, iPhones and Droids in the house, Blackberries if you still got one. Shout out to you, too. I'm grateful for all of you who have tuned in. So without further ado, let's get back into some music. It's your girl, Mary. Mary from the album Something Bigger, right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
My block in here.
Everybody doing that, can't do it again. Why you mad at me? 'Cause I wanna do it big.
Don't think I'm on
Merry 20 Big right here on Ms. J in the morning. It's a special Fulfilling the Dream show today right here, Ms. J in the morning, celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and also the 57th presidential inauguration. The ceremonies have already got set up. Everybody's out there in Washington, D.C. Shout out to my listeners out there in D.C. The President of the United States, President Barack Obama, is on his way to be sworn in for his second term. It will air live at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's immediately after this show ends. So while we OD in on positivity and getting ready to see our beloved president sworn in for his second term, that's right, a second round, we are OD in on positivity and immediately right after the show. Make sure everybody logs on. It'll be all over the place. You can even stream live on the internet to watch it. But, you know, I want to get into some news, y'all. Before we do that, let everybody know what's going on in the U.S. We got some great stuff going on, but those of you who are looking to move to a new city, those of you who are looking to, relocate or looking for a better place to live, you know, the economy is still a bit tight. It's getting better. You're looking for places that, you know, are more promising. The top best cities in the United States, the top five. The top five cities in the United States at number five. Right there where our president is and the White House, Washington, D.C., is coming up at number five. Now, these results were not based on the best landscaping golf courses and all those material things. It was actually a study done on job and wage growth and technological innovation. So these are cities that are growing in jobs. These are cities that are raising the wages for jobs, salaries, and even hourly wages, and being forerunners in technology. So at number five, shout out to Washington, D.C. I know it's busy out there today getting ready for the presidential inauguration ceremony. But at number four, Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas is number four. At number three, Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina, raise up. What y'all doing out there? At number three, Raleigh, North Carolina. Number two, Austin, Texas. There's a lot of great things and big things going on in Texas. So, you know, I have a couple of friends to move out there, and we'll see what's going on with that. But at number one, the best city there is in the United States, according to jobs and wage growth and innovation and technology, is none other than San Jose, California. The West Coast got it on lock, y'all. San Jose, California, the number one city in the United States. So those of you who are looking, hey, you might just want to move. Maybe where you are, it's just not flourishing. Maybe you need to relocate. So we got the top five cities in the United States. Shout out to San Jose, California. Those of you out there in SoCal, shout out to you. It's Fulfilling the Dream right here on Ms. J in the morning, celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in our 57th presidential inauguration, swearing in our beloved President Barack Obama for his second term, y'all. And I'm feeling good. Here's Fred Hammond. I feel good.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine in all your sky, skies are gray. Just sing the simple melody. Yeah.
I feel good. I know it.
Come on.
your head. That's Kenton Jones' Window, a special Fulfilling the Dream dedication to my president, President Barack Obama. Capitol Hill is blaring right this moment, only 10 minutes away from the 57th presidential inauguration ceremony. Over 700,000 people are lined up in freezing temperatures to just be there and experience and witness not just history in the making, but a dream fulfilled. Today is also a very special holiday. It's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. He had a dream, civil rights activist and leader, minister, and a nonviolent leader in a revolution that literally changed the world, fighting for the rights of African Americans, that we be created equal, judged not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. One of his favorite speeches, I have a dream, and his dream has been fulfilled. I am a result of the Martin Luther King Jr. dream. It's because of his dream that I am able to be aired worldwide as not just a woman, but an African-American woman, free to speak, free to share, free to love, free to help all of you OD on positivity Monday through Friday, 5 days a week on blogtalkradio.com and also on iArtistRadio.com. It's the end of the show, you guys. And you know it's bittersweet, but I'm excited because I'm getting it. I am logging on and watching the presidential inauguration ceremony right along with you. It airs live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got the pre-ceremony things going on. The parade is going on after the ceremony. So everybody join in. Make sure you tune in and support our president, President Barack Obama, even if you did not vote for him. He is still our leader and still our president. I want to leave you guys with this. No matter what happens in your life, never stop dreaming. Never stop believing. You may not see it in your lifetime, but yes, your dreams, your actions can actually change the world. Dare to dream. There's a dream in you that you have to release. You have to get it out there. You might be the next national holiday. We might be celebrating you soon. Children, if you're listening, no dream too small or too big for God. God cares about everything that you care about. He's compassionate. He hears all of your prayers. No matter what you're striving for, don't give up. By any means necessary, you must reach your goals. God is an awesome God, and I'm proud to serve him. I'm proud today not just to be an American. I am proud to be an African American. I am proud to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I am proud to celebrate our president in his second term, President Barack Obama. I am proud today. God has been so good. We're going to leave out of this party with Amber Bullock. Yes, a Sunday best sensation. Lord, you've been so good right here on this day in the morning. And I look forward to hearing from y'all in the morning. I love you so much. Mwah.
One, two, three. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. Hey, hey, let's go. Hey.
Could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but you said no, wouldn't have it that way. Give me a second chance, and I thank you for that. The devil tried to get me, but you had my back. Lord, you gave your life up just for me. You caused a lame to walk in the blind to see. Could have gave up any day, but you didn't, so all I got to say.
Lord, you've been so good.
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 All my life.
had my back when no